You're welcome back to the News at One. The National Review Panel, which examines the deaths of children who have come into contact with social services, is to carry out a review into the circumstances surrounding the death of 12-year-old Oisin O'Reilly. Oisin is believed to have been killed by his father, Wayne, who then took his own life. Their bodies were found at separate homes in Clondalkin and Ballyfermot in Dublin. Tusla, the Child and Family Agency, has confirmed that Oisin was known to them. Independent councillor Francis Timmins says local people are devastated.
The Clondalkin community are beyond devastated, hurt, numb. There's just a sense of kind of shock in the community. Really hurt at the minute. And we just all want to send our solidarity and support to the family and friends who are grieving at this terrible time. And in particular, also our thoughts are with the child school's friends who will be struggling with the loss of their friend at this time. So there's just it's just numbness and shock, really.
Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan is at Clondalkin Garda Station this afternoon. Gavin, at this point, what more do we know?
Well, we still know that the main line of inquiry in this investigation is that it was a murder-suicide. And I suppose a lot of the attention now has turned to the engagement with Tusla and circumstances around that. Now, I was at the scene where Oisin was found in Clondalkin this morning. And as Councillor Timmins mentioned there is such a profound sense of grief and sadness. There was a lot of parents coming up to the scene laying flowers with school kids and a lot of tears between them all. Now, that home is actually across the road from Talbot Senior National School, where the Department of Education has said that a team of psychologists have gone to the school to support both staff and children who have been left distraught by this. Now, as we were saying there, the Child and Family Agency, Tusla, had confirmed that Oisin was known to them, while both he and his father were also the subject of a Garda missing persons appeal last October. Now, it's my understanding that Tusla did remain in contact with the family after October and right up until Christmas, and now as we heard the news there today about the National Review Panel, they will be who invest.
Now, unfortunately, we seem to have lost that line to Gavin in Clondalkin. Will we give it another quick try? Gavin, are you hearing us at all?
I'm hearing you, Rachel.
Yeah. That's great. So you were just telling
Sorry
us about
that.
No problem at all. You were telling us about the involvement of the National Review Panel, which looks at the deaths of children who are known to Tusla.
Now, it's not known exactly when that review is going to take place. They, in the last hours, confirmed that it will take place in due course. So in the meantime, the other investigations, including the Garda one and the Tusla one, are taking place.
Gavin, thank you very much. Gavin O'Callaghan, our reporter there in Clondalkin this afternoon.